Good evening, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. The idea of tonight's program is to listen to how the present looks to the past in various pieces of music. We'll hear two works with clearly stated references to music of the past, one by Ellen Tafes-Villick and the other by fellow Pulitzer Prize winner Shulamit Ron. And we'll hear Meredith Monk's stylistic homage to Hildegard von Bingen. Ellen Tafes-Villick, Miami-born, played piano, violin, and trumpet as a child, and at about 10 years old began to write down piano pieces she had been making up for years. Her university studies began at Florida State University with Ernst von Dohnányi. She moved to New York, studying with Elliot Carter and Roger Sessions at Juilliard, and played violin in the American Symphony Orchestra during the time of Leopold Stokowski's leadership. In 1983, she won the Pulitzer Prize for her first symphony. The piece we will hear tonight was written 2 years later. It is entitled Concerto Grosso and subtitled to Handel's Sonata in D for Violin and Continuo, First Movement. This work was commissioned by the Washington Friends of Handel in commemoration of the 300th anniversary of George Friedrich Handel's birth. As the subtitle suggests, an opening theme from a Handel violin sonata becomes the generative force of the entire five-movement work. This is actually quite typical of the ways Villick likes to compose. Take the germ of an idea and work with it, develop it in a variety of ways as the piece unfolds. Only in the case of this piece, the idea she starts with is Handel's. It is a rising major third that overshoots the octave, and you'll hear it. Da da dum dum. And the whole piece becomes a study in musical obsession. You'll hear the many ways Zwillich manipulates this theme, which truly pervades the entire work, as though that theme got hold of her and it simply won't let go. In this recording, Zubin Mehta conducts an ensemble from the New York Philharmonic.